Hello, my name is James Bryden, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk about employing people and, you know, what is the relative importance of skill as against behaviour and perhaps knowledge. I know that a lot of people, when they employ people, they really sit them down and interview, have a look at their resume, and generally, if they like them, they'll employ them. And yeah, I like that person, I'll give them a go. And often what happens is, of course, the person may have the skills, the ability to do the job, but maybe there's a relationship breakdown within the organization or an attitudinal problem that means that they're just really not suitable for the position. And often what happens there is that maybe they're not quite bad enough to be sacked, but they're not doing well. So they do just enough to not be terminated within the job. And if you get enough people like this working in your business, it can slowly kill your business. So really, it depends on the type of job as to whether, you know, the eligibility or the competence is more important than behaviour. Knowledge, for instance. Take brain surgeon, for instance. Well, I want to make sure the person is really qualified and well experienced if I want them operating on me. But if I'm employing a street sweeper, then not a lot of skill involved there. Maybe it's more about attitude and behaviours. So taking that into account, let's have a look at, you know, competency. We're looking at people's knowledge, their abilities and their skills. And if that's important, well, they need to be, they're must-haves, you know, for the job. But when we talk about behaviours, we're talking about beliefs, attitudes, and actions. And as far as these go, I want people who are naturally a good fit for the job. What are their strengths? Are their strengths the sorts of things that are going to be good for the job? Because if they are, and there are strengths, then these are things that people do naturally and easily without effort. And if, you know, their top half dozen strengths are what you need in the job, then surely it would make sense that they're probably going to do better at the job because that's what they do. But often what happens is, well, obviously, you know, we've all seen it, and there's dysfunctions in organisations and what have you, that this isn't the case. So coming up with a way of being able to measure this, we can measure all sorts of other things in the business, performance, outcomes, etc. But measuring behaviours is not so easy, but it can be done, and it can be done fairly accurately. Not to the nth degree, of course, but it can be done accurately. And that's what I want you to consider, is what is the balance that I'm looking for in the person I'm about to employ, the people I've employed before. Have I paid too much attention to the eligibility side and not enough to the attitudinal side? It's food for thought, but it's one that's well worth considering. Until next time, this is James Bryden. Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.